Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we continue on in a message, Knowing God's Will. And what I've been doing over the last few broadcasts from last week and yesterday's, we were talking about the importance of trust and faith. And so I was sharing some things, taking the letters of the word trust, T-R-U-S-T, and we had talked about triumphant attitude, about right thinking, about God's undergirding, His faithfulness, how He is there to help you when you are at your lowest. He will just comfort you. He will strengthen you. He'll give you understanding. And also, S for divine strength. When you feel you can't go any further, well, that's the time God will enable you. I don't know about you, beloved, many times in my life, and some of you who have walked with the Lord in a length of time, you probably could agree with that. There were seasons where sometimes you don't know how you made it through. But obviously, it was God. He was there, even though it was very painful or difficult. And, you know, maybe a very sorrowful season in your life, nonetheless, God was faithful. And you're here to tell about it, right? And so we get so caught up in the day-to-day events of our lives, the trials, and I've shared this recently with my partners, the importance of perspective and attitude, that everything comes to pass. I don't know what preacher said that, but it's true. Everything in our life, nothing, it's a very static, changeable existence that we have on this planet Earth in these mortal bodies. It's not like that in heaven, no, and that's what we have to look forward to, or when we are with Jesus, when we're ruling and reigning with Him, as the scripture tells us in Revelation, when He comes back in glory to set up His kingdom with Jerusalem as the capital. Won't that be wonderful? The lion will lay down with the lamb, the wolf with the lamb, and a child can play with the cockatrice, dangerous, venomous serpents and scorpions. There will be no harm. Hallelujah. What a wonderful, wonderful time that will be. But so that we can encourage ourselves with that. And then, of course, divine strength. Remember, Paul said, when I am weak, then I am strong. He didn't, I really, truly believe, as we preached not too long ago about revelation, the revelation that Paul had, it wasn't just some erudite scholarly thing that he was writing down. I mean, it was revelation he received from God. He made that very clear in various places in his epistles. Nobody taught him that. It was God Himself. But he validated it by his own personal experiences. And when he lives, what is it, 2 Corinthians, all the things he went through? Oh my goodness, some things that aren't even recorded in the Word of God. I mean, we only know of one shipwreck. He had a number of them. And beaten his feet, beaten with rods, and being whipped so many times. Besides that, the persecution he had from Jewish brethren, left for dead when he was stoned. So he learned by actual experience. So he's not just saying some, nice poetic sounding words, although some of them are absolutely beautiful. But that's why he prayed to the Ephesian church, a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus. All right, so we shared about strength, and now the final letter is that of testimony. And that is a very important subject. And beloved, I don't care what your testimony is, don't ever belittle it. It is a very unique experience that you alone had. And even if you feel you may be a new Christian and you don't know the Bible very well, and you don't really, you feel so inadequate. I know I was in that place once. All I knew is I was saved. I knew Jesus was the answer. I was so happy because I'd been looking at all sorts of strange and unusual venues for truth, transcendental meditation, you name it, drug. And so I no longer had to look. That made me so happy because I knew that I knew that I knew I found the truth in Jesus. You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So your testimony is important. And you might say, well, you know, I was never delivered out of drugs, or I wasn't, you know, a gangster or a criminal. And, you know, God is able, He's able to take the worst and clean them up. You might have been raised in church. Your parents were good Christians, and you might have accepted Jesus at an early age. But you have a tremendous testimony that others don't do, because then you can share. I mean, as a child, you did that because you wanted to, but you didn't understand the things of God. You were a child. And so as you grew, then you had a testimony of how God intervened and moved in your life. So don't make light of your testimony. And your act of trust in the Lord, remember we're talking about T, trust, testimony, will bring about such an anointed testimony in your life, you will be thrilled. You will be so excited by what God has done and will be doing. And by actively trusting the Lord, you will find that by trusting, walking that in that realm of faith, you will find that you are triumphant, that you rightly think and divide and understand His word, that you have His precious undergirding, that you have strength, and you have your testimony, which no one can deny or argue, because it is yours. It is your experience in the Lord. And let's share some scripture now. I think perhaps one of the most powerful testimonies is found in Psalm 40 and 2. And I think some of you, in terms where you're at in the spirit, how you're feeling, can relate to this. He says in verse 17, this is as he's describing, I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. He's thinking upon you right now, brother and sister. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tearing, oh my God. Now, he begins this psalm by talking about an experience. And I don't know if you can relate to this. I certainly can relate. He said, I waited patiently for the Lord. So I don't know whatever you might be going through, a real crisis, you need to quiet your spirit. Pray and know God has heard you and He is going to help you in ways maybe that you may not even conceive or think of. So it's important to wait patiently for the Lord. And He inclined unto me and heard my cry. This is the part. I don't know about, I mean, I can certainly relate to it. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And this doesn't just refer to the pit we were in when we were unsaved and on our way to hell in rebellion and in ignorance in many cases, but it also means that spiritually, sometimes we can have such intense spiritual warfare. All you know is you're walking along, everything was fine, and all of a sudden, it's like you are down in a pit. You just, nothing but negative thoughts. Is the Lord even, is He hearing me? Where am I? I mean, you can feel so disoriented because of those tremendous attacks the enemy can bring spiritually against your mind and against your body. Nothing is sacred to Him. And because He hates you, the Holy Spirit of God dwells within you, and you cannot be demon-possessed, beloved. Satan is not going to dwell in the Spirit where the Holy Spirit is. And so you certainly can be oppressed. You certainly can be cast down and lower than a grasshopper's belly, as to use one of Brother Glass's Oklahoma sayings. But beloved, God will deliver you. So let's go on. And this is his testimony. He put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. And then he goes on, verse 5, many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done. See, when you can think clearly and see clearly, you appreciate and understand that. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more that can be numbered. And that's just in true of just what he has done in our behalf, in our lives. And then he goes on, he said, well, you didn't want sacrifice, you really didn't care about offering, but you have opened my ears, my spiritual ears. And he's saying, you're not interested in offerings, you're in terms of burnt sacrifices, you're interested in the offering of our heart. David was so prophetic in some of these psalms. And then he said, lo, I come. Of course, this is, of course, attributed to Jesus. In the volume of the book, it is written of me, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. And see, here's where the testimony comes in. I've preached righteousness to the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips. O Lord, thou knowest. This should be true of us. Verse 10, I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth. And beloved, when we testify, and God will make ways. All you have to do is, you can't make an opportunity. You have to be sensitive and observant to the opportunities God is bringing. And beloved, I've had experiences where there was something I really felt needed to be said, or something I wanted to share, and it came out so effortlessly, so easily, so spontaneously, in the best good nature, that there was no offense, no harm. And so, beloved, the same with our testimony. You can be so compelling, so filled with the peace and the quiet joy of the Lord, not to overwhelm anybody. You know, you've got to use discretion and be prudent, but beloved, there's nothing like it. It will totally, it doesn't matter how learned you feel you are, how educated, or even how knowledgeable in the scriptures, use what God has given you. However, we are to study the scriptures, praise God. Well, beloved, we haven't gotten very far, but we haven't covered the subject of testimony. And so we're going to continue on tomorrow. I invite you to join us as we carry on this line of thought about knowing God's will for our lives. Praise God. I love you. Pray for you every day. I invite you to write, share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.